Ontario Health Minister Sylvia Jones told Sudbury.com this week the province is trying to take a holistic approach to the concerns that intimate partner violence has reached an unacceptably widespread level in our society. Jones was responding to media questions during a press conference in Sudbury on November 7. She was asked to comment on the recent multiple murders in Sault Ste. Marie where a woman and three children were killed on October 23. Police have said the killings are the result of intimate partner violence. In the wake of the murders, Sault Ste. Marie and Sudbury both declared intimate partner violence, IPV, to be an epidemic in Canada. In early October, Timmins declared IPV an epidemic. Following the Sault shootings, Timmins Mayor Michelle Boileau also called on the province to take action as well. See. Mayor sends condolences to the Sioux, implores Ontario for changes. You know, I don't think there's any doubt that all of us can be reminded of a story in our community. Of course, our hearts go out to Sault Ste. Marie in particular. Devastating news, said Jones. She said the current Ontario government sees the need for an all-ministry, all-of-government approach. Jones said in her previous portfolio as Solicitor General, a ministry responsible for the training of police and other first responders, spending was increased to help confront domestic violence issues both for the first responders and for the families involved. So we have increased the level of training that is happening at the Ontario Police College, we have increased funding for things like matching mental health workers with police officers, said Jones. She called intimate partner violence completely unacceptable. I am proud of the work that we've been able to do not in one particular ministry, but making sure that across the board, we are looking at this very holistically and saying, where do we need to do better, said Jones. How do we educate and inform our young people so that they know the risks of getting entangled and involved in toxic environments and situate relationships? How can we do better at the first responder side where we're dealing with these in a very real way? Jones added. It's not one ministry. We've got to look at this and say, what role can all of us do to improve the situation? Because right now, it's unacceptable when we hear stories, like very recently out of Sault Ste. Marie.